WBAI.org.
WBAI is seeking a special person who wants to help WBAI by volunteering their time to coordinate our volunteer program. This means that you have strong computer skills, well-developed organizational and planning skills, experience with managing people, places, or things, and several days per week that you can be at WBAI during working hours. And then there are the fun parts, like meeting some pretty interesting people. Having a good sense of humor and playing well with others is a definite asset. Please send a letter of interest to the volunteers at WBAI.org.
A woman's right to choose to be pregnant or not has never been as threatened as a bogus investigation of Planned Parenthood takes place in Congress and clinics across the country are shuttered on any and every pretext. On Thursday, November 5th, 9 to 11 p.m., Joy of Resistance will part the curtain of lies with the award-winning DVD, I Had an Abortion. Cutting across race, age, class, and religion, 10 women break the taboos and talk freely about their lives. We'll also offer a CD of gems from our collection, clips from the 1969 First Abortion Speak Out, Loretta Ross on family planning in the black community, who is behind the doctored Planned Parenthood videos, the late great Roz Baxendall, and music of the movement. That's Thursday, November 5th, 9 to 11 p.m. because...
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone?
And this is WBAI New York, the station that loves automation, especially when it works. And coming up, approximately now, will be a Heart of Mind special with Catherine Davis. So please do stay tuned. Or is the whole computer not functioning this evening? Well, isn't that special? Here we go.
To WBAI Radio in New York City, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. My name is Catherine Davis, and I am going to share with you a very special presentation and we're going to ask you a very important question. What is your financial IQ? And we have a guest this evening, this day, Loyan Mensa, who is going to answer that question for us. At least he will be raising that IQ considerably. And we'll be offering you an opportunity to not just have the financial quotient, to have the intelligence and understanding. We're going to provide you with an opportunity, the opportunity to make a difference for yourself. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. Once again, you're listening to WBAI Radio in New York, and we are about to embark on a journey of financial learning, financial intelligence. And we're going to invite you not only to listen, but to learn and to grow and to make a decision that can change your life as you help to support WBAI Radio. Catherine Davis, and I am in studio with Loyan Mensa, and he is with the World Financial Group, and he is here to help WBAI do what he does best, raise funds for the station. It's something that this radio station needs. But as we do this, we're going to be educating you about how to do the best for your own personal financial situation. So I want to welcome you, Loyan, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about your background.
Thank you, I appreciate that introduction. Mm-hmm. I guess my background starts from being raised in the inner city of New York City in the South Bronx. Grew up in a project. I had a single mom. You know, she raised four kids. She is amazing, teaching us a lot, making sure that we were taken care of. And, you know, she focused on various principles. And two principles that she shared with me was to surround yourself around people smarter than you and to also treat others how you want to be treated. And those two really stood out for me as I graduated from college, went into the workforce, you know, started in accounting, and then moved on all the way to Wall Street, working for one of the top investment banks in the world. And it was great. It was exciting. You know, made a lot of money. But I realized that the second part of what she shared, the dynamic of treating other people how you want to be treated, not that I wasn't doing it, but I wasn't doing it enough. And after a while, I realized that if I wanted to live a life fulfilled as opposed to just existing, I had to really make a transformation in what I did, not just for work, but just in life in general. And I was blessed to find a firm, World Financial Group, which allowed me to be able to leverage my skill sets and things of that nature to be able to inspire people, motivate people, and educate people. And interestingly enough, and we'll speak about this a little bit later on, is the dynamic that I was able to find this firm because of the power of the law of attraction and meeting a mentor along the way, and it came full circle, and now I'm here.
Beautiful. And one of the things that you do is to mentor people.
Yes.
And help them far beyond just what financial decisions a person should make. So tell us a little something about that part of your work, that dedication to really change people's lives.
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, I realized that when it comes to money management, finance, debt, anything within the money world, it's really not just focusing on numbers, right? It's really focusing on your life. A lot of people don't realize that your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. So from that standpoint, in order to affect change in your bank account, in order to affect change at your job, in order to affect change with the money that you're making, you first have to transform your thoughts, because thoughts obviously are things, right? So you transform your thoughts, and in transforming your thoughts, those lead to better feelings. In leading to better feelings, those push forward better actions, better responses to those feelings. And the more better action that you make on a daily day basis, the better the results. The better results, the better life you have. And so I focus on those areas, and our firm focus on those areas to ensure that someone is well-rounded. Because you can have someone, let's say a great IQ, you know, intellectual quotient, but they may have a really low self-esteem or a low emotional quotient. So it's really balancing both parts to make sure that a person's life is a life fulfilled. So we really focus on the heart of the matter as opposed to just focus on the money. Mm-hmm. Because when you focus on the heart of the matter and really dig deep and get to understand the person, then you'll really know what drives them and what will help them accomplish their dreams and goals.
That's very powerful. So before we get into this discussion a little bit deeper about this factor of motivating people to transform really from the core out, and as they transform themselves, their finances will naturally also transform. What are some of the things that you do as part of your consultation with people to help them understand what decisions are available to them for their finances? How do you evaluate and help a person make those choices?
Just curious, have you ever driven somewhere far?
Have I what?
Have you ever driven somewhere far?
Well, I've been driven far.
What's the furthest you've ever been driven?
From New York to California.
New York to California. Now, that's the drive. Now, the person that was driving, was that the first time they drove to California?
Not at all.
Okay, let's say, for instance, it was the first time they were driving to California.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are they would use a map. They would use, so say years ago, they would use a road map.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, people use the GPS on their phone.
Right.
Now, let's say, for instance, it took 2 days or so to get to California, however long it takes.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't have that roadmap, if they didn't have that GPS to guide them, chances of getting to California would be a lot less, correct?
That is true. It might take a lot more time.
Yeah, and you may end up in Canada or Mexico or somewhere else.
Yeah.
So what we've learned is that most people don't have a financial roadmap to their desired destination in the future when it comes to financially.
Mm-hmm.
So what we focus on is helping people create a money blueprint, help them create a roadmap to get them from where they currently are financially to where they want to be in the future financially. Because we understand that retirement is not an age. Retirement is a time in your life where you don't have to work for money. So we focus on key principles to bring that together. We call it our financial GPS, right? We start with the area of cash flow. We help people focus on increasing cash flow because we've learned that if you increase cash flow in any way, from minimizing taxes to earning additional income to managing expenses, things will be a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into the area of debt management. You know, from student loan debt to credit card debt, debt is not fun for many people. So we help people minimize their debt by understanding how to pay off their debt the right way. Then you get into the area of an emergency fund. Now, I don't know about you, but typically emergencies don't knock on your door 2 months in advance and say, hey, I'm coming two months from now,
mm-hmm.
right? It usually just happens. So from that standpoint, we help people plan out for emergencies by understanding one key philosophy, the philosophy of paying yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people have a job and they're professional bill payers, right? They make money to pay payments. So true. Absolutely, right? So mm-hmm. from that standpoint, we help people understand, okay, however you're bringing in income, instead of paying your bills and then hopefully if anything is left, then you pay yourself, how about you pay yourself first?
Mm-hmm.
So you get your money, you pay yourself first, and then after that, you pay your utilities, your cell phone, things of that nature. So now you have a reserve set up just in case an emergency happened. Now, an emergency can knock you out of work for a month, 2 months, 6 months. You can get laid off. So position yourself to, at minimum, have about 3 to 6 months of reserve just in case. And then you have the dynamic of proper protection. You know, God forbid something happened where you graduated a little bit earlier than you thought and your loved ones are still here to fend for themselves. So let's say, for instance, you had dependents that were depending on you for money.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid you graduated a little bit early. Would you want their lives financially to be the same, worse off, or better?
Right. I'm sure most people would want their loved ones to have a better life.
Yes. So from that standpoint, we help create avenues to ensure that they have a better life so mm-hmm. that upon graduation, if you will, your loved ones will have a better life. Or the dynamic of a lot of individuals now, especially the baby boomers and things of that nature, they're living a lot longer, but because of the prevalence of, you know, different illnesses and things of that nature, they're not able to afford certain medical expenses. God forbid they have stroke and things of that nature. So there's things in place to make sure when these items happen, a fund is triggered where it'll actually pay your medical expenses on a monthly basis going forward. So you won't have to be pushed out of your home that you worked so hard for to go to a retirement home. You'll be able to keep your dignity and stay at your home. Mm-hmm. Then you have asset accumulation. This is the power of outpacing inflation. You know, most people, they put their money in the bank and they hope for the best. We teach people the understanding that at minimum, you want to outpace inflation. Now, inflation, all inflation is the dynamic that your money, what your money can purchase today is not going to be what your money will be able to purchase tomorrow or a year from now. So being able to put your money in places where it grows in a manner where at minimum is beating inflation. And then when you do those first five items correctly, you've built a legacy, you have assets and things of that nature, and you want to leave it for your loved ones. We help create that lasting legacy through estate planning. Mm-hmm. So we cover all those six areas at different levels for different people, because someone who's 25 years old will be in a position to do things different than someone who's 55 years old. So we meet the needs of the people at their level. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as one size fits all. We believe that everyone deserves to be catered to and to have that VIP treatment. So we are able to do that because we personally don't have any products. You can consider us the Walmart of financial services or the Foot Locker of financial services, because when someone sits down with us, the focus is not the product, it's the person. And when you focus on a person and you get to the heart of the matter and you get to know them as an individual, as an entity in and of themselves, then you're really able to design something specifically for them and their lives and allows you to help them get there a lot faster.
Well, I think that makes a lot of difference for people, because it is true, when you choose a company and you just go to that company and all they can do is sell you their stuff. They can't really, and they don't take the time to make sure that you are well cared for, that your resources are being protected. They just don't have the time. And if you want that, then you're going to be paying more for that kind of extra care. So I can really see where it would be really beneficial to have someone sit down, like a health practitioner we were speaking a little bit earlier, and really go over the state of financial health. And that's really what you're dealing with, and what you're offering people is an opportunity to think of their life in that way.
Yes.
So since we are looking at people from the perspective of their financial health and their financial intelligence, when a person comes in to see you, I would like to just give maybe three scenarios. Let's say someone comes in. Welcome back. You're tuned to WBAI Radio in New York City. I am Catherine Davis, and we have been speaking with Loyan Mensa, and he is a financial advisor. And today we're going to be learning a bit from him as we continue with the program. But I want to begin to encourage you to make your phone calls of support to WBAI Radio, 99.5 FM. You can listen to us on the web at WBAI.org. And our offer this day is a financial checkup. Yes, a financial checkup. A one-hour personal financial checkup worth at least $2,500. Where a professional will help you analyze your financial situation and recommend steps to increase your cash flow, reduce your debts, make your money work for you, decrease taxes, plan your children's college fund or perhaps your own college fund, and plan your retirement. Now, one of the interesting
interesting things about retirement is retirement occurs, as Loyan says, when you're ready, when you have the resources. We don't necessarily have to wait to the traditional retirement age. But then again, many of us are at that age or close to it and not quite ready for a life of luxury. We can do something about that. From the very young to the senior citizen, we can take control of our lives and control of our finances. We'll be learning more about this today. We want you to call, though. The number is 212-209-2950 is the number to call to show your support for WBAI. And for your $100 pledge, you will receive a in-person, one-on-one, face-to-face financial checkup. And you'll be working with Loyan or one of his associates at his organization. And they will sit down with you and go over your finances. We'll look at what you owe, look at what you need to make and what changes you need to make, what steps to take, so that you will have a clear picture of your financial situation. And it's only a pledge of $100 when you call 212-209-2950. Remember, when you make that call, you can honor your pledge with your cards, be that debit or credit. You can ask for an invoice and send a check or money order to WBAI. And you can also pay your pledge in installments. And that works no matter which means you choose. So the number is 212-209-2950. And this is really a special opportunity. We have offered this financial checkup in the past for this $100 pledge of support to WBAI, but this time we have added a special bonus, because one of the interesting things about this interview with Loyan Mensa is that he talks about the inspiration and the state of mind that one needs to be in to truly take control of their financial life and to be able to work towards manifesting the future and working towards creating your dreams. So it's not just about paying off your debt, though it includes that. And it's not just about managing and saving, though it's about that too. It's also about prospering, to be able to prosper. So one of the things we're offering is one of the tools that Loyan Mensa uses to encourage people. And that is a DVD. The DVD is The Secret. Now, this is not just the old secret. It is the new extended version of The Secret. So not only will you have the one-hour consultation, you'll also have this DVD, The Secret, to work with. And we're going to be talking to Loyan later in the program, and he's going to talk to you about why this is so important. The new extended edition of this groundbreaking feature-length movie presentation reveals the great secret of the universe, and it has been passed throughout the ages, traveling through centuries to reach you. And this is the secret to everything, the secret to unlimited joy, health, money, relationships, love, and all that you might want to acquire and create within your life. It's a mindset, and it's a way of aligning yourself with your intention. The number is 212-209-2950, so that your thoughts and your energy and your purpose are all aligned. And when you do that, then you begin to attract to you that which you need, that which you desire, that which you choose to create in the world. So this is all part of your financial intelligence. And it's a part of what it means to be abundant. Abundant has a broad spectrum. So it includes your entire life. But it is a way of life. It's not just a trick. It is a way of life. And in order to make that transition, we're providing you this opportunity of the financial checkup, which is a 1 hour consultation with an expert who can help you in all the areas of your life, as well as the DVD, The Secret, as the bonus with this financial checkup. 212-209-2950. Call that number and make a pledge of support. It's a $100 pledge to support WBAI. You can look at the website, give to WBAI.org, and you can pledge online. But we're really looking for you to make this pledge, to make this phone call, 212-209-2950, because you can get started on this right away. In fact, we're so happy to be able to bring this to you. We already have the DVDs in stock. They're in the premiums department. You'll be able to get that DVD right away. We'll be able to set up your consultation right away. So this is something that you can begin to take that first step on putting your life in order with your phone call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And remember, there are many ways to honor your pledge. But before that happens, we need to first get that phone call, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. We're going to go back to the interview where Loyan will talk to us about the various stages, wherever you happen to be, whether you're young and starting out, whether you're in the peak of your life and have a family, whether you're someone who is working towards the golden years and you want to retire gracefully. There is a plan for each of us. So we're going to hear a little bit more about that, and I want you to please make your phone call, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Since we are looking at people from the perspective of their financial health and their financial intelligence, when a person comes in to see you, I would like to just give, maybe three scenarios. Let's say someone comes in, they're fairly young, a few years out of college, probably not working in the job that they would most desire, but are making money, and maybe they don't have the house that they desire. Perhaps they have to have a roommate right now, but they're looking to make sure that they can have the future that they want, and when they're ready, they can settle down and be able to have a family if that's what they want, or have a business. What should this younger person who's newly into the workforce be thinking about? And how can they distribute perhaps their low-wage job income to the best of their advantage?
I really enjoy sitting down with individuals that they're just starting to experience the workforce, because of the fact that a lot of people at that age stop dreaming. When they were younger, about 4 or 5, you would ask them, hey, what do you want to do when you grow up? And, some would say Spider-Man, Superman, an astronaut, mm-hmm. doctor, a lawyer. And then you ask someone who's about 24, 25 what they want to do, and, they're just getting by, right? Because life defeated them, or at least that's what they believe. And so someone at that age, the first thing I would do is help them reestablish their dreams. Because it has to be, in order for you to be successful, in order for you to set things up for the future, you have to be as specific as possible. So I usually go through a technique with most of my clients when it comes to helping them reestablish their dreams and goals. So I'll ask them, certain questions in terms of visualization techniques of if money wasn't an issue. Forget your current circumstance. Forget your current situation. If money was not an issue, if you had all the money you wanted plus all the money you needed, how would your life look? From where would you live to where would you travel to what would you do for work, or if you would have a business, to what you give to charity. I want them to visualize exactly how that ideal life would look. Now we have that ideal life. Now we create the money blueprint to quantify how much that would cost. Then we reverse engineer to the current day and say, okay, these are the steps that need to happen in order to have that life. Now, for some individuals, because now they see the number, they may say, hey, great, let's get to it. For other individuals, they may say, hey, we can take away, you know, one or two vacations, or we can make the house a little bit smaller. But at the end of the day, once you're specific with your dreams and goals, it gets it closer to reality. Because we don't have to go to sleep to dream. We can create a situation where we wake up to our dreams. Mm-hmm. So for any individual that age, I would start with that. And then once we have the specifics of exactly what they want for their future through that visualization technique, then we can go through, okay, your budget. How much do you have positive at the end of the month? Because sometimes people have more month than money.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with that situation.
So from that standpoint, once we realize how much they have remaining, then we go to, okay, where do you typically spend most of your money? And for a lot of individuals, it's either, you know, eating out, you know, nights out in the town, vacations, areas where if they just minimize a bit, they'll be able to save a lot more. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of individuals, to use Starbucks as an example, a lot of individuals, it's tough for them to save $200 a month. It's, for some individuals around that age, it's tough for them to save $200 a month. But those same individuals will buy one or two cups of Starbucks every day. Mm. Now, I'm talking about the Starbucks that, you know, you call it $5 because it's, you know, each drink is, you know, on average about $5. So if you buy two of those, that's $10 a day. You do that over 5 days, that's $50.
Wow.
You do that over a month's time, it's $200.
There you go.
Just for coffee. Forget about everything else that you would spend your money on. So it's not about releasing yourself from the lifestyle that you desire. It's about creating a path to get you to the lifestyle that you truly yearn. So it's about helping them see it first before we actually start implementing strategies, because they have to see it. And it's the, when I say sight or see, I'm not talking about sight, I'm talking about vision, all right? Because vision is not seeing with your eyes. Vision is being able to feel it with your mind. Mm-hmm. And that's key. And that's why even leaving the particular investment bank that I was a part of, and because I visualized having my own office on Wall Street. Other individuals, when I shared with them when I was at that investment bank that I wanted and will have my own office on Wall Street, I saw that they didn't believe it. Why? Because from their sight, they just saw one individual who had a dream. But I already visualized exactly how my office would look, where would it be, and the type of impact I would have. And then we were blessed to be able to open up that office. So the same technique I use to be able to open up the offices that I have now, we have multiple. I use the same technique when I'm sitting down with any client.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Now I'm going to give you another scenario. This is a person, maybe a couple. They're in their, somewhere in their 40s, 30s, have kids, have debts, and are feeling so overwhelmed. They can't find a way out. And they still want to reach that goal of success or reach that point where they can be relaxed in their life, but can't figure out how to get there. How would you help someone who's has responsibilities and overwhelmed with financial responsibilities?
Great question. When it comes to being overwhelmed, right, we always start with, okay, what is overwhelming you, right? Because sometimes it's not the money. It may be you may not like what you do. You may not love what you do. You may not be fulfilled in what you're doing. So I speak to individuals about their job or their business or whatever it is they're doing. They may be frustrated because they can't spend enough time with their children. So getting to the core of that matter and seeing how we can diagnose or be able to create a space or avenue to fix that, that's where it would start. And then getting into, okay, you have children. If the children are school-aged, okay, what's the focus? Is it helping save for them to go to college? Are you looking to contribute part of the money, all the money? Finding out those items, because for a lot of individuals, especially with a family where they have children, they're thinking about college. And they already know that if college costs $40,000, $50,000 a year now, imagine how much it would be when a child is actually ready to go to college. So that's a stressor in itself. Mm-hmm. Now, what I share with individuals is something only stresses you if you allow it to, right? You can react to something or you can respond to it, right? And too many individuals, especially in a situation where, you know, it's a couple with children, they react to situations and that causes stress. But all you have to do is respond in the way that you best see fit, which is to say, okay, we control our current situation, regardless of where it is, we're in control. Now, how do we fix it? So if they're in debt, debt is not the end of the world, right? For some people, debt is great. Wealthy people leverage money. They use other people's money to make money and then repay the money that they took in the first place. So it was debt, but they made money off of it. So if it's student loan debt, there's different programs instituted by the government to help you with student loan debt. If it's credit card debt, there's various ways to get out of credit card debt, right? There's something called debt stacking where you can, if you have multiple cards, there's a faster way to pay off your credit cards. So we go through those techniques. Now, I've learned that God forbid you focus solely on paying off all your debt, but you don't focus on building a nest egg or building a savings or building a foundation, that could be detrimental as well. Because believe you me, if you don't save anything, you pay everything to debt and you try to pay off all your debt, God forbid something happened when you lost your job. You couldn't go back to that credit card company or you couldn't go back to that loan company and say, hey, can I borrow some money to pay my... They're not going to give you money back. So you have to understand and be at peace to know that if you have debt, eventually it's going to be paid off. But you don't want to take away from your satisfaction or your lifestyle to be able to just stress over debt. So there's a balance of being able to enjoy life, but still be able to manage your finances. And for every situation, you have to get to the heart of the matter, as I shared earlier. So let's say, for instance, a husband and wife. Okay, does a husband like his job, love his job? How much does he get paid? Does the wife love her job, like her job? How much does she get paid? And then depending on the situation, sometimes for some families, I've noticed that they wish that one of the parents stayed home. And in other situations, the stay-at-home parent wants to go back to the workforce. So you have to really ask the right questions to be able to really facilitate what's the best approach to helping that particular family.
And the third scenario I wanted to talk about is someone who is worked their whole life, they're close to retirement age, if not in retirement age. They don't really have the resources to live the way they want to live. Very little is coming from Social Security these days. What can a person do? They're still young and vital enough to work or to create a plan, though it might be late in life. By some people's perspectives, how would you advise someone who feels like it may be too late?
That's a great question as well. Now, for individuals like that, and especially you spoke about Social Security, unfortunately, that fund at some point will be exhausted. Mm-hmm. So from the standpoint of someone at a particular age, and these are individuals that would be deemed the baby boomers, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of the wealth in America has been obtained on their backs. Right. And a lot of people don't realize it, but the greatest shift probably ever in American wealth has started. Right. Because the first baby boomer turned 65 a couple of years ago. And, about every 7 seconds, someone within the baby boom generation is turning 65. Now, someone who's in the vicinity of, being born between 1946 and 1964, they obviously want to have the dignity to still work and do something that they want to do. They may not want to work at a fast food chain cleaning the floors. And I don't know if you noticed, but in a lot of fast food chains, individuals that are 60 or above, those are the ones who are getting those jobs. Mm-hmm. I would sit down with that individual and go through the dreaming technique, helping them dream again. Although you're 55, 50, 60, 65, you can still dream. As long as you're alive, you have opportunity and chance. So I would find out what they want to do. And I've learned that a lot of people, somewhere inside of them, just want to help. Just want to help people, want to feel like they're appreciated. Mm-hmm. So a lot of individuals, and I've already started working with individuals within that demographic, they're in a prime position to help their own. In terms of helping individuals who are in the baby boomer category, help them retire with dignity. So there's actually different methods and different ways where you can position them to, one, find out what they want to do, but especially if they want to help out their own or that demographic, from a financial standpoint, it can be financially lucrative for them to even get into this industry, mm-hmm. because of the fact that a baby boomer sitting down with another baby boomer, they'll feel more comfortable because of the fact that the other person understands them. Mm-hmm. So I've even, helped situate them where they've gotten credentialed in this industry and have flourished because of the fact that they can empathize with each other. So now they live a lifestyle with dignity because of the fact that you're not sweeping anyone's floor, you're not mopping anyone's floor. One, because obviously from a health standpoint, it doesn't make sense. Obviously, you've already worked hard your entire life. Now, let's leverage your mind. Let's leverage how you care about other people as opposed to give you a labor-intensive job.
That makes a lot of sense. So that really does bring us to the point of reconsidering our lives based on our best potentials, and you're helping people to, as you say, leverage those best potentials into what they're doing in the world and what their decisions and what their choices may be.
Yes.
So that gives us a good understanding of where you start with people. Again, you're listening to WBAI Radio in New York City, and we've been listening to Loyan Mensa. Loyan is a financial advisor as well as someone who is licensed to help one manage their money, and he is offering his services and the services of his colleagues to assist you, to assist WBAI, as we are in our fall fundraising drive. And WBAI is a beautiful radio station. It's listener-supported, nonprofit. We're not here to exploit the masses. We are here to support you. We are here to support you in so many ways by providing music, and music is an inspiration in our lives. We provide you with news, broadcasts, and information throughout the day. A lot of political programs that show us how to really understand what's happening in the news, what's happening in the world. And we follow movements like this Rise Up October movement. We follow movements and allow you to get connected to what's happening in the world so that you can take steps to change what's happening in the world. But we also recognize, like WBAI, that many of us are in that financial struggle as well. And it doesn't have to be a struggle. That's the truth of it. Many of us grew up without that education, without that advice on what to do, on how to manage, on how to get from under. And I felt so inspired, and I feel so inspired by this because it gives us an opportunity to finally take off the glasses, come out from under the covers, and just face it. Look at our financial picture. Look at where you are. Look at where we are. And begin to build a better future. Begin to make choices about what we're spending money on. Begin to make choices about how we're going to distribute that money. Start a plan that's going to allow you to get out of debt. Start a plan that's going to allow you to build for a more prosperous, more comfortable, more rewarding life. I mean, it's really important for us to enjoy every moment of life. But one of the things that encroaches on that ability to just stay connected to where you are, to the people in your life, to the experiences that you're having, is the worry over finances is one of the biggest that we face. The worry over finances comes between people who are married or in a couple. The worry over finances has a lot to do with whether or not we can keep a roof over our head, whether or not we can really move into the space that we dream of moving to, be that an apartment in Brooklyn or a house in the Hamptons. Either way, we have an opportunity to build our life to that space where we can really make a difference. So we're asking you to consider how important this would be for you and make a call to 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And we will thank you with a gift, a very special gift, because this is a face-to-face. It's a sit-down consultation with Loyan Mensa or one of his colleagues. They're going to look at your whole financial picture and help you to build that blueprint to, so that you can look at what you're making, look at where you want to go in your life, and put the plan together, build the steps. And it's not just a question of making the plan, but there's also assistance in getting these things started. So it's a very powerful opportunity to really finally take charge of your own life. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. And you will receive for your $100 pledge in support of WBAI a 1-hour personal financial checkup. And it's worth at least $2,500. And this is an opportunity for a professional to help you analyze your financial situation and recommend steps to increase your cash flow. And who could not use an increase in cash flow? Reduce your debts. Many of us are trying to do that, but there's a special formula that you can do this in a way that will be more expedient. And that's part of what you'll learn in this financial checkup. And it's also important to not just pour all your money into the paying back of the debts, but to look at the whole picture and divide your resources into the various goals that you want to accomplish. And so it's a very powerful opportunity for you to take a breath and relax over the finances, because you'll realize that you've gotten it under control. It may, if you're young, you might have a great amount of time to take that, to take those steps. If you have a family or you're burdened with a lot of expenses and debt, you might have to be very creative in how you organize and reorganize that. If you're someone in approaching the golden years, you might have to look at it from the perspective of, well, can I retire? Should I retire? If I need to continue work, what can I do that's going to really bring me the income that I need so that I can have the retirement and relaxation of my dreams so that I can enjoy my life? And so all of these are important considerations. And for some of you, you might be thinking, well, you know, my situation is okay, but, you know, my child may be out of college and out there spending their money on you know, running around town and eating out and having a good time. Maybe it's my child that needs this information to begin to think about their life. Because I think about this, what would my life be now if I had someone to sit down with me when I was 25 or even when I was 30 to organize my life financially? I would be in a totally different place right now. Well, each of us have that opportunity. It doesn't matter where you are, what age you are, you can begin where you are and begin to reorganize your financial situation so that you can have the life that you want to have, so that you are not burdened by the expenses and the debts. When we begin to look at our spending and analyze what we need and what we don't need and begin to reallocate some of those funds into an investment for our own well-being, for our own future, then we are financially healthy. That's what we need to do on a grand scale, on a community scale. Certainly WBAI needs this as well. We all need this. Many of you may have businesses, and it's hard to have a business in New York City. Things are very, very expensive. So having this financial picture under control is a very powerful way of being able to move through your life with a sense of relaxation and ease, not having that stress and that worry really weighing you down. 212-209-2950, your pledge of support in the amount of $100, and we thank you with this financial checkup. And it's beautiful because you'll get your appointment, you'll be able to sit down. Loyan said his office is on Wall Street, so that's reasonably accessible to most people. So you'll go down to the office and you'll have your hour financial checkup. You'll be encouraged to take certain choices, but the choices are yours to make. The real value in this is in putting together a picture of where you are, putting together a roadmap of where you're headed, and making the steps in a way that are manageable so that you can incrementally get to the point that you need to be. It may be to eradicate your debt. It may be to put together the funds to have a business, or put together the funds to go back to school, or maybe you want to send your children to school, to have that money, that nest egg, in case of an emergency. We hear a lot about what could be going on in the world, and things can happen. We can lose our jobs. People can have accidents. Our family and relative might have needs. So we want to have that emergency fund. We want to be able to put our money into investments. We want to be able to look at living so that our money can stay ahead of inflation, so that when you put your money in the bank, you're not making more than inflation. You're making very little interest. When you put your money in some of these funds that the banks offer, they don't yield very much. So we really want to have a look to see what our choices are. And what I really love about what Loyan is telling us is that you don't have to have a lot of money to get started. You could be in a low-income, low-wage job, and you can still, because you're taking responsibility for where your money is going, then you can begin to build towards something better. And that's the idea. Perhaps it is you're living in an apartment and maybe you want to buy either an apartment or you want to buy a house, or maybe you want to be able to travel. It's whatever those dreams are. What we do when we take control of our finances is we make it possible. We start building the foundation for those dreams to come true. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. And remember, when you make that pledge of $100 to get your financial checkup, you will also receive the bonus. And the bonus is the DVD called The Secret. Now, The Secret is a fantastic DVD. It's like having a room full of financial advisors, but it's more than finances, because it's talking about the fundamental principles in the universe that help to sustain abundance within one's life, that helps to sustain success on many different levels, not just financial, because it's a matter of where you're placing your intention. It's a matter of how you are holding your energy and what you're bringing forth into the world. It's about the language that you use. It's a gives you that much deeper understanding. And this DVD, you can also pledge at the $50 level and receive just the DVD when you call 212-209-2950. But we believe that this package is one of the most powerful offers that we have during this drive, because it's giving you an opportunity to take your life into your own hands, to face the situation as it is and build it into something that's going to be supportive and sustaining for your life. The number is 212-209-2950. A pledge of $100 is all that we're asking for you to receive the financial checkup plus the bonus DVD. 212-209-2950 is the number to call, and we will play the DVD for you if we have time towards the end of this program. I still have a lot of this interview, and I want to share it with you because it's so inspiring to hear from someone. Now, Loyan is a young man, and he, through the support of his mother, his family, he was the child of a single mother growing up in the Bronx. And she helped to encourage him. He went on with his education, became successful on Wall Street, but felt that he wanted to have his own impact in the world, wanted to have his own business situation. He wanted to be able to help people to straighten out their lives on this level of finance. But what's beautiful about it is that he does it from the perspective of the whole person. His entire film firm is geared towards service to the individual. It's geared towards giving people an opportunity to sit down and really come to a comprehensive understanding. And he's not selling you his own stuff. He's just giving you advice on what's out there, what's available, what choices do you have. So this is an opportunity that you wouldn't be able to receive with most Wall Street firms, because they don't really cater to the individual unless you walk in there with a couple of $1 million to start with. So here we have a situation where you don't have to have $1 million or $100,000 or $100. You can walk in there as you are, and they will help you to put together the plan to change that. They will empower you to change your life. 212-209-2950, the financial checkup for your $100 pledge, and you get that bonus DVD, The Secret. 212-209-2950. Excuse me. It's a beautiful program, 1 hour personal financial checkup, and it's worth $2,500 if you were to go into any mainstream firm and ask for this amount of attention. But we're allowing and we're giving, at the grace of this opportunity with Lawyer and Mensa, you'll be able to have this consultation and look at your own picture, your financial picture, and create that blueprint, create that plan. And what we are giving you with this bonus, the DVD, The Secret, that is to help you with your motivation. That is to help you with your understanding of the mindset and the discipline and the way that you can move through your life with the energy, with a mental picture, with a strength of heart and purpose, so that when you access that financial plan, when you begin to take those steps, you're determined to make it work. It's a beautiful opportunity. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. And I will go back to this interview once I receive your phone call. 212-209-2950. It's one of those things where I'm going to give it a little more of an effort. We're going to go back into the interview, and we're going to hear more about how Loyon works with his own staff and how he works with the people that are being counseled to really change their perspective on how to move down this path of financial independence. And we reach financial independence through a financial IQ. We want to be able to understand how it works. We want to understand how to contribute to that blossoming of abundance within our lives. 212-209-2950 for the financial checkup. It's a pledge of $100. And for that $100 pledge, you not only get the 1 hour personal consultation, you also get the bonus of the DVD called The Secret. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. I'm going to go back to the interview and share just a little bit more. And as we go back, I want to remind everyone that you are listening to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. Again, that number is 212-209-2950. Show your support for WBAI. This is a listener-supported radio station. Non-commercial. So that means that we can bring you information that is for your greatest benefit. That means that we can cover the news in ways that mainstream media will not. It means that we are going to have guests and we have hosts who are part of your community, who understand what it's like to move through this world with the challenges that we face as a humanity, as a people, as a community. We all have challenges that we face in our lives, and WBAI is here to help you meet those challenges. And this is just one more opportunity for you to do that. 212-209-2950. It doesn't help to stick our heads in the ground when we have challenges in our lives. And one of the greatest challenges of our times are finance. To be able to know how to build from very little and be able to sustain our lives through financial intelligence, through coherent choices, through proper education, it's a very powerful thing. And this is a tool we're offering to you for your support for WBAI Radio. 212-209-2950. For your $100 pledge, you'll receive the 1 hour personal financial checkup, and you'll receive the bonus DVD of The Secret. And in this checkup, you'll get help analyzing your financial situation, just laying out the whole picture. And there'll be steps you'll receive recommendations on how to increase your cash flow, on how to reduce your debts, on how to make your money work for you, how you can decrease your taxes, plan for college education, be it your children or maybe you want to go back to school yourself, planning for your retirement. And wouldn't we all like to retire young so that we can have a full enjoyment of that retirement stage of our life? Having that emergency fund, should we get sick? Should we need to pay copays or whatever it is that we need? We want to be able to provide not only for ourselves, but for the ones we love. And you can provide for the ones you love through information, through education. With this financial checkup, you may want to send your child. You may want to send your father or mother. You may want to attend yourself. But there's an opportunity to build this intelligence, not just for yourself, but for your family and for your community. And it's time that we began to take control. It's time that we begin to take control of our lives in such a way that we can benefit our experience, benefit our lives, benefit our family by the choices that we make. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. It's only a pledge of $100, and you can't beat that for this financial checkup, which is worth so much more. And you're also getting the DVD, The Secret. The Secret is not really a movie or documentary. It's more of a video seminar, a presentation featuring a series of authors, philosophers, doctors, quantum physicists, entrepreneurs, and spiritual practitioners talking about the powers of The Secret. But it's basically the powers of understanding how to manifest into the world. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. I'm going to take you back to our talk with Loyann Mensa. And again, you're listening to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. I'm Catherine Davis, and this is a conversation on financial intelligence, on living from your own power and with an understanding of how these principles work. 212-209-2950. A $100 pledge for the financial checkup and the bonus DVD, The Secret.
So since we are looking at people from the perspective of their financial health and their financial intelligence, when a person comes in to see you, I would like to just give, you know, maybe three scenarios. Let's say someone comes in.
We heard that one. Let's go. Let's try this again.
In New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. I'm Catherine Davis, sitting down with Loyann Mensa, and we have been talking about financial intelligence and really how to have a healthy life with regard to your resources. And I want to welcome you back, Loyann. Thank you for having this conversation with me.
Thank you for having me here.
And one of the things that I've noticed
that is really very, very useful and very cool is that you work with people on a fundamental level of how they can transform their inner feelings and their inner thoughts about who they are, what they're capable of, and how to have a relationship, a healthy relationship with finances and abundance.
Yes.
And you use different kinds of tools to help people. And one of the tools that you use, we're going to talk about today, and it's actually something that's been around for a while. It's mm-hmm. a DVD called, and a book, I believe,
yes.
called The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was very popular, but I'm not sure that people really integrated how to use this information. And that's what I'm hoping that you can help us with today, to really go into what's being taught and how to use it. So how would you start off with someone teaching them how to use this as a transformative tool?
You know, I've learned that the best way to teach something is by being an example. And for certain items, even when it comes down to words, some people say, you know, I can't, or I'm going to try. Those are self-defeating words. So I'm big on being mindful of even what I share or what I say, from a body language, from a tonality, from a even words that come out my mouth. Everything is important. So when it comes to the book or the DVD or the movement, the Secret movement, the reason why it's important for me is because it has literally transformed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Before I knew what The Secret was, I was living a life where I used the Secret's principles, which is the law of attraction. And I just didn't know I was doing it. You know, I leveraged other books and, you know, just a combination of different things that I've read and different people I've surrounded myself with. I was able to leverage the law of attraction. Now, after reading the book and watching the DVD, I was able to really turn it from a huge light or a bright light to a focused laser and be able to really focus on exactly what the principles say. You know, from a dynamic of, you know, we all work from a level of infinite power. Right. We are one with the universe if we choose to be. Everything is a choice. We have to decide to be successful. We have to decide to be satisfied. We have to decide to be happy. And even in the word decide, when you break it down, C-I-D-E, side, is usually in words that deal with death.
Mm.
Right. Suicide, homicide, pesticide. Right. It's in words that deal with death. So in the word decide, it means to kill off the alternative. So if you decide to be happy, you have to kill off the alternative of being sad. If you decide to be wealthy, you have to kill off the alternative of being poor. Now, wealth is not just in money. It's in your mindset. It's in your spirituality. It's in your physicality. Wealth is just living a life of abundance. So from the standpoint of The Secret or law of attraction, it starts by saying, okay, understanding, coming back to the power of thoughts are things. So if I believe that I deserve something, it will come to me. But it's not saying that, okay, you believe that you deserve $1 million, so $1 million comes to you, right? It's what it's basically saying is you have to believe and then go do. Because mm-hmm. in order to show faith or show belief, belief is in the action. Belief is in the doing. If you want to live a life of satisfaction, even in satisfaction, it's the word action. So in order to be satisfied, you have to take action in your life to be satisfied. Too many individuals sit back and hope for the best. So in the word satisfaction is the word action. Mm-hmm. And knowing that in order to live a life of satisfaction, in order to live a life of abundance, you have to take action. You have to do. You believe something, and in showing your belief, in order for something to come to reality is when belief and action come together. That's faith. So the foundation of the law of attraction, the foundation of The Secret, is in practicing faith.
Hmm.
And that's really what helps me or helped me, continuously helps me. And when I sit down with anyone, regardless of what we're talking about, if we're talking about finances, if we're talking about life, if we're talking about love, relationships, everything comes down to your belief factor. Too many people blame their outer world. Too many people blame their situation on outside circumstances. You see, it's not about being a thermometer. It's about being a thermostat.
Hmm.
You see, a thermometer, when you put a thermometer in your mouth, if your body temperature is 90 degrees, then a thermometer will say 90 degrees. Too many people have thermometers. They let their outside environment affect their temperature, mm-hmm. their life temperature. But when you understand the power of being a thermostat, you see a thermostat changes the environment, changes the temperature in the environment. So we have to learn how to be thermostats. And then using those principles within the book, The Secret, or viewing it and listening to it on the DVD, you learn how to become a thermostat. And I love being able to walk into a room and changing the energy, making it positive. Just because I walk into a room and it can be all negativity, it doesn't matter, because as long as I'm the thermostat, I change the temperature.
So that's a very powerful concept for people to get their heads around, that they actually have this power.
Yes.
So how would you recommend people start with this process? And I know that, we're going to be playing little bits from The Secret, yes. the DVD for people to hear from. What would you recommend? What segments would you recommend that we could play? And what would your accompanying message be about that segment?
I love the message in its totality. I mean, it's the dynamic that the secret is the law of attraction. Every aspect of it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So people really just need to watch the whole film.
Yes. And I would even take it beyond it and not say watch it, but experience it.
Well, explain that.
When you go watch a movie, right? Individuals go watch a movie and then leave and say, man, that was a great movie. Because to them, it was a great movie. The Secret is not a movie. It's an experience. It should be part of you, right? So it's a difference between hearing and listening. When you hear a message, you hear because you have ears. So if you watch the video and you hear the audio of what they're saying, then you're just hearing the message. But listening is listening with your mind, listening with your heart, listening with your soul. You got to let it be a part of you. Because once it's a part of you, there's no letting go. So even when you remove yourself from reading a book or remove yourself from watching a DVD, you're walking with the secret.
Mm.
And that's key. I learned that if you really want to get something out of a book you read or an audio you listen to or a video you watch, you have to stop hearing the message and start listening to the message. And that's how you experience things.
So this is very good advice. I'm not sure that people quite understand the difference between listening and hearing. But probably if they're not walking away feeling substantially changed, then they probably could go back.
Yes.
And do it again.
Over and over
until
again.
Until it becomes, the message becomes a part of their general consciousness and general awareness so that they'll remember it and remember to apply it.
Yes. And the beautiful thing is with the wonderful thing about having access to the DVD, which individuals will have access to, or the book,
mm-hmm.
they'll be able to refer back to it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a movie that you watch one time and say, hey, it was great, and that's it. I've listened to and read and watched The Secret numerous times because at different points in my life, 2 months ago, I was a different person.
Mm.
Yesterday, I was a different person. Every day, you're supposed to get better. So as you get better, when you review something you've seen before, you're reviewing it and listening to it at a totally different level.
This is so true. And I've also found that our lives in general have peaks and valleys.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be humming along, doing really great, and then for whatever reason, you wake up feeling defeated again.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes your tool or your choice to decide, am I going to stay in this low state or am I going to do something to change it?
Absolutely.
And that in itself is one of the principles that is in the movie,
mm-hmm.
in the DVD, The Secret, mm-hmm. one of the tools that at every juncture, whatever we may be experiencing, as you said, we have an opportunity to change the temperature and change our perspective. And it's important to have tools in order to do that. How important do you find it? You work with a lot of people, with clients, as well as people who are working with you in your business. How important is it to be able to sustain that level of understanding and response, self-responsibility to change the temperature?
I think it's the difference between life and death.
Mm.
Now, not literally, but more so figuratively, because a business is built on people. So if you have people who are, you know, negative, upset, you know, grouchy or what have you, I don't think the business will strive. But if you have an environment of, you know, vibrance, of energy, of love, of encouragement, the business has no choice but to strive. So even within my office on Wall Street, it's totally different than probably any other office on Wall Street. Why? Because you walk in and sometimes there'll be music playing where, you see, music is, it touches your soul, mm-hmm. right? And so sometimes there'll be music playing. We create an environment where you walk in, and even if you felt horrible before you walked in, you're going to feel great as you're walking out, as a client, as an associate, because you have to create a peaceful haven for people. And the dynamic of The Secret, it speaks about the dynamic that you get whatever you're feeling. So you have to be so mindful of your thoughts. If you think that you're sick, chances are you'll become sick. If you think that you're not worthy of making a certain amount of money, chances are you won't make it. Have you ever been in a situation, and somebody asked this of individuals, where you were thinking about something so strongly, and then the next person that came around you either spoke about it or handed it to you or did something?
Absolutely.
That wasn't by chance. That wasn't coincidence. You thought it into reality because mm-hmm. your thoughts literally lead to your feelings. And when you feel something strong enough, it will lead to some kind of action. So as the book talks about the law of attraction, what you attract starts with a thought. Everything started with a thought, even depending on what you believe. But what I believe, even creation started with a thought. Everything mm-hmm. think about the phones, the cell phones that we use now, the computers that we have now, the cars that we drive. Someone had to think this up before it was manifested physically. Someone had to think about it, and then that thought became a feeling. And when they were fired up enough to make it a reality, then the action happened, mm-hmm. and the result is the fact that we can pick up a phone, press some numbers, and someone on the other side of the world will pick up and we'll have a conversation. That all started because someone thought about it.
And this is very powerful because you're talking about something, a specific sort of flow or direction of this process, mm-hmm. but you're also including the feeling, you know, the thought, the feeling, the action. To me is a very powerful 1, 2, 3. Because very often people will engage in thoughts and think that that's enough. Like I know I do a lot of affirmations, and I know people who do affirmations or people who try to construct and manipulate and move things with their mind don't recognize that their feelings play such a big role in mm-hmm. whether or not those thoughts become true. And it's really just a matter of recognition, because you're going to have some feeling from your thought.
Yes.
The question is, what feelings are you creating? Are you paying attention to it? And are you paying attention to the relationship between your feelings and the world that you're living in? Mm. So can you speak to the fact that we really are creating a reality through this process?
We are. And as you spoke about that process, the last step right after, see, you have thoughts, you have feelings, you have action, then you have the result. Mm-hmm. So let's say you're in a job that you don't like, or you're driving a car that you're not a fan of, or you're in a, this one is big, you're in a relationship that you're not a fan of. Mm-hmm. That's the result. So either people are focused on the result, or they're focused just on that thought. Mm-hmm. And they believe that if they will it, it's going to happen. So the result is your current circumstance, your current situation. So in order to change the result, you have to see what action caused that result. In order to change that action, you got to see what feelings caused that action. And in order to change the feeling, you got to go back to the seed, which is the thought. So from the standpoint of being able to help someone along the way, it's really sitting down and having that dialogue and finding out which area they're stuck at. Because everyone's situation is different. Some people are really good at, you know, visualizing. You spoke about affirmations. Affirmations mm-hmm. are, in my opinion, very important. Mm-hmm. Now, even before your daily affirmations, the night before, I believe you have to pre-plan your day. Because in pre-planning your day, it helps with the visualization technique of saying, okay, tomorrow I will succeed in these areas. once the day starts, in my opinion, it's too late. So the night before, you pre-plan your day, and you speak the affirmations the night before that these things will be accomplished because I'm doing them. That morning, I believe it's important to have peace in the morning. Just to kind of people talking about the most important meal of the day is breakfast. The most important part of the day to have peace is right when you wake up. So having a time for yourself where you can be grateful. That's one big thing that they speak about in the secret that I believe is extremely important, having an attitude of gratitude. Mm-hmm. Imagine waking up every morning and writing out a gratitude list, everything that you're grateful for. There is no way after doing that, you won't have a fantastic day. Regardless of what happens in a day, you won't have a fantastic day. Mm-hmm. So when you write down what you're grateful for, these are things that are actually happening in your life currently that you're grateful for. Then you speak your affirmations. You're affirming that things that didn't happen yet will happen. That charges you, your thoughts, it infuses for you to have a great feeling, and then the actions that you take throughout the day will confirm everything that you thought about. Mm-hmm. And then the resulting situation is a better day.
Wow, that's very clear advice, very powerful, clear advice to help people to, like you said, take that step back to the seed and then redefine how they're going to live their lives. I think very few people think about programming or at least planning the day, the next day, the night before. Most people just wake up and in a way, it's like you're putting on a backpack and you're just re-putting on the worries from yesterday. And then you trudge through the day again, and then you go to sleep with stress, and then you wake up, put the backpack back on. So you're like giving a different formula mm-hmm. for how we can begin to change a reality, if it's a reality we don't want to keep.
Yes.
That's really very powerful. And when you have someone working in their finances, when they're changing their financial picture, mm-hmm. How do you advise them to use these techniques from The Secret in helping them to be steady in their plan? Because, you know, it's easy to make a plan. It's not always easy to stick to your plan. How do you combine those things?
One word. Why? The how, the what, the when is not as important as the why.
Okay.
Every person that I sit down with, it's highly important for us to realize or help them realize what the why is. You see, your why is what will get you up in the morning. Your why is what will take you to the gym to work out. If someone just had a heart attack and the doctor says if they don't work out, they won't live past 2 months, their why is they want to live. Mm-hmm. So in order for someone to stick to a plan, there has to be a why attached to it. And your why has to be strong. The how I can create for them. The how is the plan. Mm-hmm. The what is, you know, everything that we do. But the why, is it because they really, you know, they growing up, they didn't have much. Growing up, people told them that they weren't going to make it. And now they have an opportunity to be successful. That may be their why. Or is it because, you know, their child, you know, never had the lifestyle they wanted their child to have. And now they're sick and tired of it. And they really want to give their child a better life than they had. That's their why. But regardless of what it is, we have to start off with the why. The why is the seed, mm-hmm. or the why is the glue that will bring together the plan and them actually
following through. It. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And also in the movie The Secret, there's a lot of reinforcement because they have a number of people speaking, and they each have their own take on particular idea, but there's a lot of reinforcement I feel from speaker to speaker. Mm-hmm. And so I think one of the advantages is that people who listen to it will find someone within The Secret that they can resonate with.
Yes.
You know, there might be one or two that don't fit you, but there's going to be another two or three that really going to hit home. So I find that that's the case. Have you found, I know you've been sharing this with people and having people listen to it. What have been some of their responses and reactions to the film or to any of the particular speakers in the film or the messages in the film?
I can actually give you a personal story.
Okay.
The reason why...
JB, you come. Dorbin, this case.
And you are tuned to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. I'm Catherine Davis, and you've been listening to an interview with Loyan Mensa, and he is a financial advisor. He has a company on Wall Street, the World Financial Group, I believe it's called, and he is offering his services of himself, his colleagues, to serve WBAI and to provide for you an opportunity to transform your life, to upgrade your financial intelligence, to have a personal consultation on what would work best for you, to look at the picture of your own finances, to build a financial blueprint that will guide you to where you want to go. And what's really beautiful about this particular person, Loyan Mensa, and his organization is that he works from the perspective of understanding and catering to the whole human being. So he not only looks at the picture of what needs to be done in order to accomplish your goals, he also helps to encourage you, to sustain you, to uplift you, so that you can make it to through that picture, through that plan, and find yourself in an uplifted financial situation. And I think that we all can benefit from this. We're asking you to make a pledge of support in the amount of $100 when you call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Now, we have been speaking about the DVD, The Secret, because this is one of the tools that Loyan uses when he works with people and when he trains his own staff, because he believes that people can fundamentally transform themselves, their energy, their perspective, their thinking, so that as you're moving through this process of transforming your life in terms of your success, in terms of your ability to prosper, that it's more than just something on paper. It's something that comes through you. It's an energy that comes through you. It's a vibration. It's a consciousness. It's a feeling. And so he works to support you on all these levels of being. And that's going to have a broad effect on your life, not just with your finances, but with other aspects of your life as well. 212-209-2950. And for your pledge of support, a $100 pledge, you'll receive the financial checkup. And that's a one-hour personal consultation that's worth at least $2,500. You're going to get help in analyzing your financial situation, recommended steps to increase your cash flow and to reduce your debts, how to make your money work for you, stay ahead of inflation, how do you work on budgeting your spending so that your money can grow rather than just go out the window. 212-209-2950. And the consultation can talk to you and work with you on how to decrease your tax load. You can plan for college funds for yourself, for your children. You can plan on retirement, be that early retirement, or maybe some of us who are already close to retirement age and not nearly situated or set up in such a way that we can enjoy that retirement. Well, it's never too late. And that's the beautiful part of this consultation, because we're working with someone who is concerned about the whole person. He works from the perspective of giving and giving back and honoring the individual. When he looks at your financial picture, when he offers the advice, every person is different, he says. You have to look at each individual and really see what will work for them so that he can help you make the right choices for yourself. The number is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. I have a bit more to share with you with about the with this interview, but I also wanted to play just a little bit of the DVD, and I would love to do that. I am putting it into the computer right now. But I do have to ask you for your support. 212-209-2950. You can pledge at the $100 level and receive the financial checkup with the bonus secret DVD. And we've been speaking about the DVD itself and how inspiring it can be. 212-209-2950. If you go to bed with financial worries, then it's time to make that plan. And one of the plans is to decide, yes, I'm going to take this step. I'm going to invest in myself as I help to support WBAI Radio. 212-209-2950. We're asking for your pledge. It's only a $100 pledge of support. And we thank you with this gift of the financial checkup. And with that financial checkup, you will also receive the bonus of the secret DVD. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Make that call. Show your support for WBAI. WBAI is listener-supported, non-profit radio station, and that means that we can be available to cover the issues that are important. We can be available to cover the news in a way that you're not going to see it in the mainstream media. We have so many programs that focus in on all of our concerns, from financial to politics to science to health, and we have a broad spectrum of really fabulous music programs, which to me leads to the quality of life. The number is 212-209-2950, but we want the quality of our life to be increased, expanded, and we can do that by taking control of our situation, really looking at it, taking a cold, hard look at where we are financially, looking at our income, looking at our debts, looking at our budget and spending, looking at how we can reorganize so that we can build a prosperous future. It's what I want for WBAI. It's what I want for you. And it's what I would want for myself. 212-209-2950. Make that phone call. Give me a little bit of wiggle room so we can go to a bit of the DVD. I need your calls. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. For your $100 pledge of support, you'll receive the financial checkup, which is one-on-one, face-to-face. You'll make an appointment to go down to Wall Street and have this consultation. The DVDs are already in the house. We'll be sending them out when you honor that pledge. So it's all good. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950.
Out of my greatest despair was to come the greatest gift. I'd been given a glimpse of a great secret. I began tracing the secret back through history. believe all the people who knew this. They were the greatest people in history.
Plato, Shakespeare, Newton, Hugo, Beethoven, Lincoln, Emerson, Edison, Einstein.
All I wanted to do was share the secret with the world. I began searching for people alive today who know the secret. One by one, they began to emerge.
Do you know this secret gives you everything you want? Happiness, health, and wealth.
You can have, do, or be anything you want.
We can have whatever it is that we choose. I don't care how big it is.
What kind of a house do you want to live in?
Do you want to be a millionaire?
What kind of a business do you want to have?
Do you want more success?
What do you really want?
I've seen many miracles take place in people's lives. Financial miracles, miracles of physical healing, mental healing, healing in relationships.
All of this happened because of knowing how to apply the secret.
This is the great secret of life.
Sitting there wondering, what is the secret? I'll tell you how I have come to understand it. We all work with one infinite power. We all guide ourselves by exactly the same laws. The natural laws of the universe are so precise that we don't even have any difficulty building spaceships, we can send people to the moon, and we can time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. I don't care if you're in India, if you're in Australia, New Zealand, Stockholm, or London, or Toronto, or Montreal, or New York. We're all working with one power, one law. It's attraction. The secret is the law of attraction. Everything that's coming into your life, you are attracting into your life. And it's attracted to you by virtue of the images you're holding in your mind. It's what you're thinking. You see, whatever is going on in your mind, you're attracting to you. Now, wise people have always known that. You can go right back to the ancient Babylonians. They've always known this. It's a small, select group of people. Why do you think that 1% of the population earns around 96% of all the money that's being earned? Do you think that's an accident? It's no accident. It's designed that way. They understand something. They understand the secret. And you are being introduced to the secret.
The simplest way for me to look at the law of attraction is, if I think of myself as a magnet, and I know that a magnet will attract to it.
Very basically put, the law of attraction says that like attracts like, but we're really talking at a level of thought.
Our job as humans is to hold on to the thoughts of what we want, make it absolute clear in our minds what we want, and from that we start to invoke one of the greatest laws in the universe, and that's the law of attraction. You become what you think about most, but you also attract what you think about most.
If you see it in here, you're going to hold it here.
And that principle can be summed up in three simple words. Thoughts become things.
What most people don't understand is a thought has a frequency. Every thought has a frequency. We can measure a thought. And so if you're thinking that thought over and over and over again, or if you're imagining in your mind, okay, having that brand new car, having the money that you need, building that company, finding your soulmate, if you imagine what that looks like, you're emitting that frequency on a consistent basis.
Thoughts are sending out that magnetic signal that is drawing the parallel back to you.
See yourself living in abundance, and you will attract it. It always works. It works every time with every person.
And that was a little clip of the DVD, The Secret. We are close to approaching the end of our opportunity this day, and I am here to ask you to show your support For WBAI, we're offering you a financial checkup. That's a live, sit-down, face-to-face financial checkup. It's a consultation, a one-hour personal consultation worth up to $2,500. We're asking you to pledge $100. And a professional will help you analyze your financial situation and recommend steps to increase your cash flow, reduce your debts, make your money work for you, decrease taxes, plan for education or college funds, and for retirements or setting up legacies. So it's really taking a whole look at your financial picture and moving forward with the encouragement, with the support, with the coaching to be able to really take these steps, put them into action, and transform your life. And we're offering you as a bonus this DVD, The Secret, because this is the sort of the closing team, the backup team. It's the ones that's going to keep you afloat and understanding and on track with your plan. The number is 212-209-2950. It's a pledge of $100 when you call 212-209-2950. I have a bit more of this interview that I want to play for you, but really we must hold out for your phone calls because WBAI is working on its financial future as well. And your support, your membership, your donation will keep WBAI moving forward and help this build, this dream stay alive. And it really is based on a dream. WBAI was created by, I believe it was Louis Schweitzer was his name, and he created this. It was a commercial entity in New York City about 55 years ago, and he hated commercials, so he wanted to have a radio station that allowed for true creativity and sharing. And then he sold or gave that station to Pacifica. Pacifica was created by Lou Hill, who was a conscientious objector for World War II, and he decided that the world needed to have an environment in which people can come together and share ideas and come to agreement over issues that could be resolved by understanding and comprehension and compassion rather than through war. And that is what we are supporting right now. That is what we're holding on to, this dream of having this radio station in the middle of the dial, being able to cover major issues in a way that's truthful and authentic and not tainted by political interests, not tainted by corporate interests. And the only way we can do that is through your support when you call 212-209-2950. Become a member at the $25 level. That is a wonderful way to support WBAI. You can actually pledge for the film The Secret at the $50 level when you call 212-209-2950. Or you can pledge for the financial checkup plus the bonus secret DVD. So you get the one-on-one, face-to-face, one-hour consultation. And Loyan is very definitive about himself, his organization, and all of his associates. They all are trained in this way of honoring the individual, looking at the whole picture, giving the advice. So it's not about pushing product. It's about transforming lives. 212-209-2950 is your number to call, and you will receive the financial checkup plus the bonus secret DVD. The secret DVD comes as a bonus. We've had this financial checkup in the past. It's always been a $100 pledge, but this time around we've added the DVD because we want to give you that oomph, that extra push, that extra support as you move towards transforming your life. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. I'm going to take us back to the interview. We only have a few more minutes. We will be ending in another 15 minutes, so that's all we have to really ask you to show your support for WBAI. But the beauty is that you are going to also be supporting your own development, your own future. You're going to be expanding the potential, the possibilities of what's there for you, because you're going to open to the reality of our universal principles, coming into alignment with those universal principles is how we change our life. So I want you to stay tuned and keep calling 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950.